This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League. The Board of Regents at New Mexico State University went ahead and voted 4-5 to replace Gary Carruthers as chancellor, despite opposition from politicians, students, faculty, and community. Regent Mike Cheney said he believes that they now have the opportunity to build on what Carruthers has done. Part of the reason they went ahead and decided to replace the 78-year-old former governor and chair of the business school was the 27% drop in student enrollment. That's even larger than UNM's. More after this from the Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
Carruthers had offered to stay on for another 2 years, but the regents decided to let his contract run out next spring. We had earlier speculated that the move was political to give Governor Susana Martinez a chance to take the helm, but both she and the regents deny any interest. Carruthers was disappointed in the decision, but said he got a great show of support from all those who lobbied for him to stay on. One of the problems, not only at NMSU, but at all the schools of higher ed in New Mexico, is the need to raise tuition and fees again to make up for legislative budget cuts. While studies show that the tuition for New Mexico's public colleges and universities is among the lowest in the nation, the cost is rising so much that many students cannot afford it. One report from a Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit, the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, says that New Mexico is spending nearly a third less per student in the last fiscal year than it did in 2008. Another group says, however, that the return on tuition investment by student pays off better than nearly anyone. In fact, a New Mexico graduate can get an average return of 150% within 5 years. It has seemed to us for years that whenever the economy dips, the legislature cuts higher ed funding first and most. They expect that the colleges and universities can just raise tuition and fees to make up for it. And there is also the lottery scholarship, which has helped thousands of New Mexico students go to college. But that program is suffering because of lower lottery ticket sales. The drop in revenue will mean that students will only have 60% of their tuition covered, putting 26,000 students in the position of having to dig deeper into their own pockets. New Mexico is eighth in the country for the rate the per-student funding has dropped since before the recession. The decline between 2008 and 17 is $4,509, second only to Louisiana at $5,350. The nationwide average is just under $1,500. The funding cuts forced New Mexico State to eliminate 120 jobs and reduce employee benefits and raise tuition and fees. The whole thing boils down to a couple of factors. New Mexico has more institutions of higher education than most similar-sized states, and according to the State Higher Education Department, spends more of the budget on higher education than most. But is it enough? How much emphasis should be placed on supporting higher ed, reducing tuition and fees, and getting more kids to attend? This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.